Congress is in charge of the purse strings. You knew that. So making sure your agency feeds lawmakers accurate information could mean the difference between a budget blessing and the budget axe. Joining us to discuss how to do that is Pam Turner, Managing Director at the Prime Policy Group. She's worked on the Hill and at federal agencies and joined us now with some insight. Ms. Turner, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So when everything is so tight, what kinds of communications? Let's talk about a federal program manager, for example. Who should that person talk to on the Hill? Which members of the staff, and how should they do it?
Well, let me back up for a second. As we all know, and you just mentioned there, Congress is very diligent in exercising its oversight responsibility, and the departments and agencies take this very seriously. That's why they all have an Office of Legislative Affairs, usually headed up by a Senate-confirmed assistant secretary. They have an Office of Congressional Correspondence. And these folks are professionals. This is what they do all the time, is act as a liaison. Their job is to respond to these requests and to facilitate the flow of information between the department and the Hill. Most, but certainly not all, congressional requests come in through the Office of Legislative Affairs. They want witnesses, briefings, meetings, information, whatever. And often the appropriator staff on the Hill will work directly with budget offices and the federal managers in those offices. Sometimes, however, and I think this is a lot of what you're referring to here this morning, Hill staff will call directly to policy or program offices. And I think if you're a federal manager in one of these situations and you receive a random call from the Hill, perhaps you're not used to getting these calls, if it's a simple, you know, kind of question, maybe casework, Social Security problem, a visa problem, or how do I get off the no-fly list, or can you help me find such and such, you know, these kind of things are probably pretty straightforward for most people and easily handled. But if it's a more complex policy or operational question and you're not quite sure what to do with it, I think the first thing you have to ask yourself is, first of all, am I the right person to be answering this question? And secondly, do I have the most complete, accurate information? Because whatever you tell the Hill could end up in some senator's floor statement the next day or a House member's press report that evening. So you have to make absolutely sure that the information you're giving the Hill is accurate and complete. One thing you might want to think about initially is ask them if you can get back to them and do that pretty quickly. And then in the meantime, check with your legislative affairs people or check with your own office head or whoever you need to check with to make sure that you have the right information. The bottom line is it is important to get back to the folks on the Hill with an accurate answer. But sometimes you need to take a breath and think before you, you know, pop out with an answer that may not be totally correct.
I was going to say, but certainly my impression, too, that most of those requests do come in through legislative affairs offices. What are the reasons why Hill staffers might go directly to an agency or to a bureau? Are they trying to pull a fast one and sneak up on someone who doesn't necessarily understand the legislative process and hope they get different answers?
Well, that could be a motivation sometimes, but more often than not, it's a result of, for example, the appropriators go right to the budget office folks because they all talk the same language and they're used to dealing with each other year after year after year, and I think it's the most efficient way for that communication to happen initially. Sometimes, as you point out, people are trying to gather some information that they feel like they can't get anyplace else. But there could also be other very innocent, you know, just day-to-day reasons. You have a good friend who works in this particular bureau or agency, and you've worked with them before, and you're just checking in with them. Or you need an answer to a question, like I mentioned earlier, how do I get off the no-fly list? So you might call somebody at TSA or whatever and work it that way. It's not wrong. I mean, that happens a lot, and most people are pretty responsive and try to answer the questions fully and accurately. But it's healthier if it comes in through legislative affairs, if that's at all possible, because that way your leg affairs people then understand, you know, what members have interest in what issues, and they can try to, you know, follow up as needed with them as well.
We're speaking with Pam Turner. She's managing director at the Prime Policy Group. But there are cases, too, where someone might be a very long-time federal official at a fairly high level. I've known some of them that are career, and they have almost as good relationships and as good knowledge of the Hill as somebody who might have just been brought in as a political appointee, for example. So in cases like that, wouldn't it be wise to maintain that relationship despite whoever is in the political spot at that current moment?
No, those relationships are very beneficial, and there's nothing wrong with continuing that and making sure, as long as the Hill's getting, you know, the best accurate information. I think one thing that's helpful, though, as the department functions overall, is if the federal manager you're talking about or the longtime official also just keeps the folks in Legifairs or in other parts of the department even aware of the fact that there's this interest out there in the subject. I mean, they answer questions all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, a lot of them have to go up to the Hill and testify, and they have, you know, follow-up questions that come to them. So there's nothing wrong with that. My only thought earlier was just, you know, to make sure that the information that gets to people is accurate and that people understand that members do have an interest in this specific issue or program.
And I would say, too, and maybe you can tell me if this is right, that perhaps the person who's the longtime program expert can even help the new legislative liaison person, who, as you mentioned, is typically political, can get them up to speed on what the programs are all about.
Oh, absolutely. And there needs to be, and there often is, within the departments, almost like at the beginning of each Congress or certainly each administration, there needs to be at least an informal opportunity for the Legifairs people to work closely, to sit down and just have a conversation with the program people and to make sure they all understand what's going on. I think the first thing, if you ask any Legifairs person, is they will say, you know, look, these people are the experts. And when we get an inquiry or when we have a question, we go to them too. And, you know, we want to make sure that they know what we're doing and we know what they're doing, and there's a good bridge. And oftentimes when a Hill staffer will call and say, hey, I need a briefing on this, my boss wants to know more about this issue, obviously the people who are going to go up to the Hill with your Legifairs people are going to be the program experts, because they are the appropriate people to do that.
You mentioned the importance of providing accurate information and working with your legislative affairs folks. Are there any broad pitfalls or common mistakes to avoid that agency staff tend to make when they're communicating directly with the Hill?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, be sure that every agency needs to be sure that they have a strong, well-understood internal communication system throughout the department. As you know, most departments today are pretty massive, and many of them are working from multiple locations with a lot of moving parts. I think employees at all levels should feel like they're connected to the mothership. They should understand how their work fits into the big picture. And most importantly, they should have the opportunity to understand the policy, budget, and legal aspects of the work that they're doing. And I mentioned earlier, too, that it's a good thing for folks to understand what the legislative affairs people do and work with them. And without, you know, getting Hill inquiries, I mean, a timely response is important, but accuracy is more so. So another thing to be careful of is try not to let the news get ahead of you. If you've got good news coming out, it's pretty easy to pre-notify the right people on the Hill. If the secretary is announcing something or, you know, about to do a big grant or something like that, you try to let folks know if you can. Sometimes when problems are brewing, you may not have all the facts and be ready to march up to the Hill immediately, and you don't want to go up there and give them, you know, half-baked information. However, if it's at all possible, I always think it's a good idea to acknowledge to folks on the Hill that, hey, we've got something coming up that we might want to come and sit down and talk to you about. And maybe that first meeting is nothing more than, you know, you take the appropriate federal managers or department heads up and say, you know, we're looking at this, there are some problems here, we're working them out, and we are going to get back to you very quickly with, you know, progress we're making here and what we're going to do about it. That doesn't mean that eventually you won't get whacked at a hearing or whatever, but it is very helpful, I think, for the people on the Hill to feel like, you know, you're looking at them as a partner in this, you're going to work with them, and you're going to give them, you know, accurate information as soon as it's developed.
Pam Turner is Managing Director at the Prime Policy Group. Thanks very much for that insight.
Okay, thank you.